Okay, Gemara says in Yud Beis, Amar of Asi, Tzaris Island is Hasura. Shnemar Bahia Bukhar should tailor part line la shani ladas. So Rasi says the Shita that Tzaris Island is Asura. How do we know this? So we know from the Pasuk. Adrasha Bukhara. Bahia Bukhar should tailor. Sounds like it has to be tailored. Part la island is Shaina Yuladas. So we're familiar with that drasha, right? From Chav Dalet. That drasha appeared on Chav Dalet. Someone remind me what the two drashas are, right? One was Bechor, right? Bechor Lenachla, and the other was Asher Teilid is Pat Lailanis?
Swiss.
Right. That was the Hemshech HaFasol. Yeah. So we've seen the drasha before. So Rav Asi brings that drasha and says, Tzaris Lailanis is Asura. Fine. Rav Sheshes brings a steer to this from Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is redone. We may or may not come back to Rav Yosef. Definitely not today, but keep in mind that it may be a definitely challenging. Even with the answer, it may be a different answer than Rav Asi. And then the Gemara towards the end of the Amud says, Tanan, v'chulam mesu aminu, our Mishnah. So isn't that a problem? Lo kasha. Maybe there's a chilek between hikir and lo hikir. Hikir ba there's no mekachtaos. Lo hikir ba there's a mekachtaos, and even Rav Asi will say there was no kedushin in the first place. Fine. Amar Rava. So that was Rav Asi, and Rav Asi's not a problem with our Mishnah because kan shehikir ba kan shelo hikir ba. Rav Asi's shita though, his ikir shita, is that Saras Islandis is Asura. Amar Rava, going on Talmud Beis, Hilchasa, which sounds like and is how we hold. Tzaris Islandis Muteris, Vafilu Hikirba, Vafilu Tzaris Bito Islandis. So he says, sounds like he's saying in three stages, but three things that he holds are one package deal. Tzaris Islandis is actually Muteris, even if it was Hikirba from the beginning. And even if she's also Bito, so there is an Erva thrown in there, meaning she's Bito, so she's Erva, but she's also an islandess, so even so, Tsaris islandess is Mutaris. And lastly, the Gemara seems to, Blinader will come back to this in a second, but seems to double down on this, Kiyas Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, same Shita, Achas Tsaris Mimaenes, Vachas Tsaris islandess, that's what we're worried about, Vachas Tsaris Machzer Grushasu, Kulam Mutaris. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, like Rava. So Rav Asi says Tsaris islandess is Asura, Rava comes along and says Hilchasa, she's Mutaris, Vafilu Bita. Afilu, sorry, Afilu if she's Bito also. And Rabbi Yochanan seems to agree with Rava that Tzaris Islandis is Mutaris. Good? That's the sheet. Sounds like it's the sheet in the Gemara so far. So the Ramban here brings the Yerushalmi. We'll read the Yerushalmi by way of the Ramban. We'll read the Ramban in stages. The Ramban could be read a different way, but we're going to follow Rav Baruch Ber's reading of the Ramban. So if you didn't see Rav Baruch Ber in Birkas Shmuel Siman Hey, that's kedai to see afterwards. But we'll spell it out. But that's what we're assuming when we read this Ramban. But it's not the only way to read the Ramban. You could read the Ramban differently as well. Hadar min Tzaris Islandis Mutaris. This is the Ramban, quoting the Yerushalmi. Matzini b'Yerushalmi sheshalu tamal shadavar. So in the Yerushalmi asked, what's the pshat in this shita, Tzaris Islandis Mutaris? What's the pshat in the shita? V'kach amr sham rav bun rav chia amr rav abba bar mamal bai islandis v'eishes achiv shalhaya ba'olamo. So, pay attention. Islandis and also eishes achiv shalhaya ba'olamo hayu b'parsha. They were parsha echad. They were one inyan of p'tur from yibam. Uma chamis meimar islandis tzaras mutaris v'eishes achiv shalhaya ba'olamo tzaras asura. So what happened that all of a sudden they parted ways and eishes achiv shalhaya ba'olamo was tzarasa is Asura, Masha Inkein Tsaras Islandis, which is Tsarasa Mutaris. What happened? What's the difference? They're the same. Sounds like they should be the same din. Tsaras Islandis and Eshazach Shalai Balama should be the same din. So answers, Amarlai, Islandis mitam acher hotseisa. The reason why Islandis is, call it Ptura from Yibam, the reason why Islandis doesn't have Yibam is for an entirely different reason than Eshazach Shalai Balama, Asher Teilid, because the drush is Asher Teilid, Yatsa Zosha Eni Oledis. And the Yerushalmi explains this, Lo Da'ech Shein Misya Bemis, Ela Sh'atam Vakash Lesar Tzarasa, Aval Eish Zach V'Shalaya Balamo is Ervahi, V'Erva Putaris Tzarasa. Now the Ramban Perish, Islandis, Kevan Shalo Patra HaKasav, Ela Lefi Sh'ein Ru'uy Lis Yabim. So we're reading it either generically or like Rav Baruch Ber, but again you can read this differently. Since the islandess is patterned by the pasuk because she's not roi liyivim, so heich nesar tzarasa. What does that have to do with her tzara? The fact that she's not roi liyivim doesn't aser tzara. Valo af he im heiser u leiliv ketzarasa misyabemis. She herself would have been shaykh to yivim elamai, meaning the mitzvah of yivim should apply elamai. She can't do yibam because she's an islandess, so she's not roi laholid. So therefore, she's a patura. But that wouldn't aser tzaros. Tzaros are only aser when it's something like eish zachu shalai ba'alama, where it's actually an erva that paters the isha, and therefore the erva paters the tzara as well. The other way you would read this Ramban is that the Ramban is explaining to Yerushalmi that the patur, the hafka of yibam from the islandess, is a mitzias dika hafka, meaning she is roi liyibam. Elamai, she be mitzias, can't be misyabemes. It's not possible to accomplish the mitzvah of yibam. What shaykh is the haver tzara? It's not a din. It's just a mitzias. It's an impossibility for her to do yibam. So her impossibility to do yibam makes her tzara also impossible to do yibam. What shaykh is one to the other? So that's the way you could have read the Ramban. But Baruch Ber reads it the way you read it, that the Ramban is saying something more fundamental, that since her ptur as an islandess comes from the fact she's not roi liyibam, like al pi halacha, not al pi metzias. Al pi halacha, she's not roi liyibam, so that shouldn't impact the tzara. Mashenkin eish zacha shalai ba'olama, which is al pi din, she's an erva, and therefore a pater is the tzara. Good? That's so far.
What's the difference between those two?
So we'll say now. So in Birkas Shmuel, so Baruch Be'er explains as follows, and maybe we'll read even some of the words, but he says, all of this is understood, like everything else in Mesechus Yevamos, I'll pee what my Rabbi Reb Chaim said. So he says, I'll read some of the words. The Isser Karis to Eish Zach Eino Poter Tzara. This is a classic case of Eish Zach to Memela, says Rav Baruch Ber. V'gam Es Atzma Eino Poter. Even if she's an Eish Zach, where it's a resultant Eish Zach, she becomes an Eish Zach due to whatever Isser was imposed on her, it doesn't pater her Tzara or herself. The Din Erva Eino Al Bebezo Fanim. O Shehi Achas Me'arayos Hamur B'Torah. Either she's got to be one of the arayos in the Torah, or she has to have the Torah has to shaft a din erva on her that paters her, like the Yerushalmi says is true about. But if you could imagine a case where the Yavama gets an Isser Eish Zach, not through a Ptur, meaning not because she was always an Eish Zach and there's an Isser Erva, so the Eish Zach stays in place, but rather because since there's some impediment to the mitzvah of Yibam, as we spoke about last time we had Chabura, since there's an impediment to the mitzvah of Yibam, therefore she now becomes an Eish Zach, again, not the original Eish Zach, but, and we're not talking about, you know, time difference, but, you know, halachically, she only later becomes an Eish Zach as a result of whatever Isser Tzadi, whatever external impediment there was to the mitzvah of Yibam, she becomes an Eish Zach. Zelo chashav erva klal. V'afilu linin liftor atzatzma. That's not considered a ptur of erva. That's considered Eish Zach dimimela. So he says that's the pshat, and what the Ramban's chilek over here is, or I should say the Yerushalmi's chilek, the way the Ramban is explaining it, that's the pshat. The betchila kishehek shamit tzaras islandis, when the Yerushalmi originally asked, what's the pshat in tzaras islandis? Why is tzaras islandis? Why is Tzaras Islandis Mutares? T-rates, the Yerushalmi answered, the Islandis mikevan de Petura hi mishum she'ena ru'uya lehis yabim. Since the Islandis is Petura because she's not ro'i liyibim, al kain al karchach din kazeh lo chashiv erva. That's not erva. That's just that she's not able to do yibim. But it's not an erva. It's not that there was a, it's not like she's an Eishes Achiv who also is Bito. It's not like she's an Eishes Achiv Shalaya Ba'olamo. There's no Erva imposed over here. It's just that you can't do Mitzvah Yibam. Ain't no Ru'uya Lis Yavim, but she's not an Erva. So that's Havi Kemo Chai Ve'lavin. V'al Kain, Lo Pater Tzarasa. Da Isser Eishes Ach Sheba, Es Atzmo Nami Ein Yachol Liftor, Da Afshi Eish Bakaris, Mikol Mokam Inzet Din Erva Klal. V'uki Divrei Mori V'Rabi, Rav Chaim, Da Kariz Ad Eishes Ach Ein Poter V'chulei. So what Baruch Ber says is that we have the sort of Chaim Eish Zachtim and Melo is not Poter. it is true that she's Asur. She is Asura. The islandess herself is Asura, but her Isser doesn't pater the Tsaros. Why? Because her Isser of Eshazach, her Isser of Eshazach is an Eshazach the Mimela. She was originally, she should have been in the midst of Yibam. Elamai, since she's an Eilis, you cannot do Yibam. It's not, you know, it's not Bechdei Shiyaseh halachically to do Yibam because she's not Roy Laholid, and therefore you can't do Yibam. Now that you can't do Yibam, she becomes an Eshazach. So it's an Eshazach Dimimela, resultant Eshazach. And therefore, she's Asura as an Eshazach, that's fine. But that Eshazach doesn't Aser her Tsaros. We've seen it before and we'll see it again. L'chora, that's Mavuar, that this Shita of Reb Chaim, the way that Reb Baruch Ber is applying, just one thing to be clear about, we don't have this from Reb Chaim in writing, right? We only have this from Reb Baruch Ber, the Mir Moshe, all the different people who quote this Reb Chaim. But here, I'm not certain about this, but I think here, Reb Baruch Ber says, I can apply Reb Chaim's Yisod to the Sugya of Islandess, meaning he didn't hear it from him, the Sugya of the Islandess, correct? But then he says he asked him a Shaila, and Reb Chaim answered. It wasn't 100% clear to me whether the discussion involved Islandess or not, whether Reb Baruch Ber thinks that Reb Chaim said this about Islandess. But the way Reb Baruch Ber applies it to Islandess comes out also from the Ritva and Daf Chaf, where the Ritva there says, I didn't have the words in front of me, but Reb Baruch Ber himself is mitzayin them, I think with the words even, and I wrote down Amud Dalid, the first column, it's sort of toward the end of that Dibur Maskil that starts on the previous Amud. So the Ritva there says that Eshazach, the Islandess, is different than Achos Isha because her Eshazach is not the same type of Eshazach, and he seems to be saying that it's because it's an Eshazach de Memela, that it happens on its own, not that it's an Eshazach de Mekara of a real Erva. Accordingly, the Yerushalmi is basically saying that when it comes to Eshazach Shel Hayah Ba'olamo, the Torah is saying there's an Isser Erva on this lady, or maybe to put it a different way, there's always an Isser Eshazach on an Eshazach, right? For Orthodox Jews, there's always an Isser Eshazach and an Eshazach. Elamai, the Torah comes and says, "B'makom Yibam, there's a mitzvah and a heter, simultaneously a mitzvah and a heter of Yibam on Eshazach." When it comes to a unique case of Eshazach Shulai Ba'olama, which Lechora should have been a regular case of Yibam, the Torah says, "No, there's no heter. There's no heter of the mitzvah of Yibam on this Eshazach," which means not that she's an Eshazach to Memela, it means the Torah is saying she is still an Eshazach. You could declare, is she a new Shem Eshazach? Is she the same Shem Eshazach? Are there three Shemos Eshazach? Whatever, there's different ways to say it, but none of them are Memela. It's not a new Eshazach. It's the original Eshazach that the Torah kind of holds the head under the water and says, it's still an Eshazach, we're not going to let the Heter come through. Islandess, Rav Ramban is saying, according to Rav Baruch Ber in the Yerushalmi, is not that way. Islandess, the heter sets in. She should do Yibam. Elamai, she can't do Yibam because she's an Islandess, so she reverts to being an Eshazach. That's an Eshazach, but Mimela, she's not going to Aser Tzaros. Just a Ha'ara, I have nothing to do with this. Just a Ha'ara, if you look in the Yerushalmi, so the Karmana Eda, when he reads this Gemara, doesn't sound like the Ramban, doesn't sound like Rav Baruch Ber, but I don't really understand what he sounds like at all. He explains the chiluk between Tzaros Islandess and Eshazach Shalai Ba'alamo. That Islandess is Yatsam Mishamasher Teled, right? So he explains, I'll quote for you, Lo Mitam Erva, that's good so far, meaning Islandess is not Misham Erva, so we would have finished the sentence, Ela Misham, use your term for Eshazach Memela. He says, Lo Mitam Erva, Ela Shelo Hayu Kedushay Achiv Tofsin Ba. Rather, because the original Kedushin were not Tofsin. Doesn't that sound like he's only explaining Lefi, call him Manda Amar, or Lefi a stage, that it's lo hikirba? In the case of lo hikirba, it's not tofes. But if hikirba, or if hikirba and whatever, didn't agree to it or whatever, so then that's not what the Karban Eidah says, that's not what the Yerushalmi is talking about. Sounds like the reason that the Karban Eidah understands the Yerushalmi, the reason why the Tsaros Islandess is muteres, is because of mekach talus by Islandess. But that would come out that even if you hold the Tsaros Islandess, Tsaros Islandess muteres, if it was Hikerba, meaning even if you're Rava, Tsaros Islandess Muteres, if it was Hikerba, it would be Asura, which was Rav Asi and Arsugya. So I'm confused about the Karban Eda. It is true that Yerushalmi doesn't have this answer of Hikerba and Lo Hikerba, and therefore it's not a stira sort of in terms of the answers of the Gemara, but I don't understand what the Manda Amar that the Yerushalmi is going in according to the Karban Eda, because he says a different chiluk entirely from what the Yerushalmi sounds like, what the Ramban explains. Okay, so that's the first stage in the Yerushalmi, the first stage in the Ramban. And the Ramban continues and says, This is the Ramban's words. V'ena tam hazem maspek l'tzaris bito islandis. All of this helps for tzaris islandis, but it doesn't help for tzaris. Yeah.
Just to clarify, how does this depend on the way to read the Ramban?
How does what depend?
I mean, you were saying that there might be two ways to read the Ramban, and that you're going to read it the way of Baruch Beret. But if you say it's a technical p'tur, couldn't you also just say since it's a technical p'tur, it's not a p'tur of an erev mamish? So then.
It's still the chiluk, yeah. But is it a case of Eishes Achdam and Mela though, or it's something else?
Why?
I don't know. I'm saying that's not the Reb Chaim's coming from a place that since it's Aser, therefore she becomes an Eishes Achdam and Mela, and therefore she doesn't Aser the Tzaros. The other way to read the Ramban, meaning not the Rabach Ber way, is that she's not Aser. There's no Isser here, there's no Prat here, there's no Ptur here, it's just a technical impossibility, and technical impossibilities don't transfer to the Tzara. So that Svara of technical impossibilities don't transfer to the Tzara doesn't sound like Eishes Achdam and Mela doesn't Aser Tzara.
But don't you need a beer then for why that wouldn't transfer to Tzara?
It doesn't sound like it would be the same beer, but yes, I mean, it wouldn't transfer probably because something along the lines of you need to like have a mirror image, meaning she needs to take on whatever Isser the island has had, or you know, it has to be relevant for her to be Usser. Here it's not a Isser to pass along, it's not contagious, it's just an impossibility. But even if you have a different beer, it doesn't sound like the beer would be because of Eishes Achdam and Mela. It sounds like it might not be a technicality, it might be very fundamental, but it's a different point. It's that you can't transfer this technicality to the Tzara. That's a different accounting of why the Tzara is not Assered. I think. Okay, so the Ramban here says Ve'ena tam zem maspek l'tzaris bito islandis. All of that accounts for tzaris islandis, but not if she's also bito. Okay, but Elish Amru Sham Yusham, the Yushami was ahead of us, it already knew that Pesov Hashemu, and asked that question. Ela bito min anisuim b'lo islandis tzarasa asur min ashtosav lo islandis tzaras mutaris. Amr lay islandis kamisha ina ba'olam. So the Gemara Yushami asked that question and said, no, an islandis is kamisha ina ba'olam perish, says the Ramban. So the Ramban explains what the Yerushalmi here is saying is that, and sounds like in the Yerushalmi, is that first the Yerushalmi said, what's the Pshat? Tsaras Islandis is Muteres, which is Rava answer, because again, we're just saying like Baruch Ber over here is because Eishes Achdam and Mela doesn't ask for the Tzara. Fine. But what about Tzaras Islandis is also Bito? Now you can't say Eishes Achdam and Mela doesn't ask for the Tzaros because now she's an Eishes Achdam and Mela, but she's also Bito. So Bito should ask for the Tzara. Or really the better way to say that is she's not an Eishes Achdam and Mela anymore. She's an Eishes Achdam Mamish because Bito, you know, is Kovesh, holds down the Isser of Eishes Achdam Meikara. So, what are you going to say for a Tsar's Bito? Tsar's Islandis at Bito? Answer is the Yerushalmi. No, she's not in a case of Islandis. Islandis Kamisha Ina Ba'olam. Ramban explains, Ein Aleha Zika Klal. It's Havila Tsaras at Tsar's Erba Shalob B'Makom Mitzvah. And he says, that's what Rashi's saying. You read Rashi on Yud Bezman Vez. Rashi's in the Hilchasa Tsar's Islandis Muteris. The Chi Asa Rachmana Tsar's Erba. That's B'Makom Mitzvah Huda Asra. So Rashi says what the Ramban said he says, which is that Tzaras Erva is only Asura from the Erva, b'mako mitzvah yibam. In the case of Islandis, the Yerushalmi is going one step further. In the case of Islandis, the pshat is that Islandis is kamisha eina, I mean there's no zika, there's no parsha of yibam over here. It's shelo b'mako mitzvah, that's the lashon of Rashi, that's the lashon of the Ramban, it's shelo b'mako mitzvah. So even though it's true that Tzaras Islandis, who's also Bito, has a shame erva of Bas, but this Cheftza, this lady, is not Nofel Liibum, Nofelis Liibum, because she's an Islandis. So there's no Mako Mitzvah to ask her Tzaros over here. Bito itself is an erva. Islandis itself is an Eishes Achdam Mela. But even more so, says the Yerushalmi, it's not only that it's an Eishes Achdam Mela, it also doesn't exist. It's not a case of Yibum. And therefore, even if she's Bito, Zakt Rabba, even if she's Bito, Tzaras Islandis is always going to be Muteris. I'll read it. So Baruch Ber explains all of this again in the Ramban. I'll read this for you. Vatirits. The Islandis Kamisha Eno, Bir Advarim, Alpi Mashim Bivor Bdeber Yishom, the Iker Din Erva, the Alfino Militzur, who Dafke Hechad below Din Erva, Haisa Nofelis Leibum, V'hi bas zika kamo erva da'achlos isha sh'don ofelas shaper li'ibim u'vezed nasna ha'torah din erva lasos chalos p'tur v'isr b'hanafila. In a case where she would have been is nofelas li'ibim and she's an erva, therefore there's a p'tur, that's a case of tzaras erva being pater. Avalo hechad dihi la bas nefila u'velo din erva nifka zika. Without any erva here, she's an islandist. She's not shayich to binyan batim. She's not shayich to the mitzvah yibam. So you have a ptur, you have a hafkas zika already mimela. So you don't have a ptur tzaros. Uvalkarch da ayded lo chazli yibume ena ba nefila uba zika klal vasura he lo mishum ptur nefila el mishum ti eshes ach belo nefila ulakach yevshe shetia bechlal dim ptur azhara veonish dlatzur the din dlatzur havi ayded din nesra benefila. So Baruch Ber explains the way we said a second ago in English that that in a case of erva she falls liyibum elamai erva paters asers and gives her an onesh. In the case of islandess, first stage in Yerushalmi says that it's Eish Zachta Memela. Second stage in Yerushalmi says, no, even more so, it's not a case of Nefila Liyibim. She's not Min HaBayis. There's nothing to talk about over here. It's not B'makom Mitzvah. That's why she doesn't pater Tzaros, even if she's happens to be Bito, because the Chetz of this lady doesn't fall Liyibim. Yeah. So Baruch Ber continues over here and says that, and this is easy to miss, but Baruch Ber continues here and says that Be'emes, once you have that second Teretz of the Yerushalmi, once you have this second pshat in the Yerushalmi that she's not bechlal b'makom mitzvah at all, you don't need the first answer anymore. You don't need Eish Zach Mela, because Eish Zach Mela only gives you Tsaris Islandis as Mutaris. What about Tsaris Islandis who's Bito? Eish Zach Mela doesn't help with that, because now she's also Bito. So you need the second answer of the Yerushalmi, which is that she's not makom mitzvah at all. But once you have not makom mitzvah at all, you don't need the first answer of Eish Zach Mela. So often MS, he says, you don't need both terutzim. You only need the second mahalach. The second mahalach is you know, l'chor retained, and therefore you don't need the first answer of Eishach Mamela at all. That being said, this is the part that's critical for the rest of the piece, and maybe we'll see in a second has some implications. That being the case, so you would think that we only hold of the second Teretz in Yerushalmi, because you don't need the first Teretz in Yerushalmi. But Rav Baruch Ber points out that even though it's true that the second answer is the only thing that's necessary, the first answer is not necessary anymore, it is also true, the first answer. I mean, you can't let go of Reb Chaim's Eish Zachta Mela. It's for sure still true that Eish Zachta Mela would have been true here. Elamai, you don't need that answer. Okay, Shkayach, I have a different answer, so what does it mean it's, where do you see that it's still true? What does it matter that it's still retained Lamaskana? We have a different Maskana, we have a Teretz Sheni. So he says, you see it in the Rambam. Because if you look in the Rambam, in the sixth paragraph of Yibam Chalitza, in Halacha Chaf, the Rambam quotes Islandis, that Islandis is Eina Poteres Es Tsarasa, Tsaras Islandis is Muteres. So he quotes that din, Bechlal Chayve Lavin and Shnios, right, all of those cases where it's because it's not an Erva. Because it's not an Erva, it doesn't pater the Tsaros, which is the first answer in the Yerushalmi. I mean, not that the Rambam is necessarily quoting the Yerushalmi, but meaning it's the Svara of the first answer in the Yerushalmi, that for whatever reason, she's not an Erva that paters her Tsaros. Reb Chaim, according to Reb Baruch Ber, will tell you that's because Eish Zachta Mela. But that's that first point, that since she's like Chai Velavin, she's like Shnios, that she's not Mamish and Erba, and therefore she doesn't pater her Tsaros. Okay. But then the next halacha, halacha Chaf Aleph, sorry about that. In the next halacha, halacha Chaf Aleph, the Rambam then says, Bito Islandis is Eina Poteres Tsarasa. That's the Amar Rava, the second leg of that statement. Bito Islandis Eina Poteres Tsarasa. And he says, that's because she's Eina Minabayas, which is clearly the second day and second mahalach in the Yerushalmi, the second teretz in the Yerushalmi. So what you see, Rav Baruch Ber says, is that it's a gevaldik adiyuk. What you see in the Rambam is that in the Sidur HaDvarim, the way the Rambam set it up, it's true. Once you have halacha chaf aleph, you don't need halacha chaf in Svara. Meaning once you know that she's not min habayis, you don't need to tell me that she's Eish Zachta Memela, that she's not a mamash in erva, that she doesn't pater her tsaros because she's not a mamash in erva. You know already that she's not min habayis. Of course she's not going to pater her tsaros. But the Rambam says, but it is true. It is true that she's also not mamish and erva, and therefore doesn't pater at tsaros. And separately, it's also true that she's not menabayis, and therefore even bito islandis is not going to pater at tsaros. And therefore, the Rambam quotes both. We'll come back to this another in a second. We didn't answer, you know, meaning, is there still a question? Let's say that's beautiful diuk, very beautiful diuk, and it's very nice. The Rambam's meduk al pi truth, but like al pi halachi, could have had a shorter sefer. He could have only written Halach Chaf Aleph. I mean, he could have said Tzaras Island is within that also if he wanted, but I'm saying he could have included both in the Svar of Chaf Aleph. So is there still a question as to why do you need a, you know, note that both are still true? Why do you need to prove that those are retained Lamaskana Sublina? That we'll come back to that. But that is Lechora, a great diak in the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to retain both Svaras Lahalacha. The other thing that shows you, whether you see this in the Ramban, I think is questionable. But you definitely see it in Rav Baruch Ber, and obviously in the Rambam, the way he's quoting it, is that the way to read the Yerushalmi, again, I wouldn't have known this just on reading Yerushalmi, because it's Chinese, but apparently the way to read this Yerushalmi, according to these Rishonim, is that there's a question, Saras Islandess, why is she Mutares? Answer, because Eishes Achim Mela, shorthand for whatever the answer Yerushalmi is. Second question, what about Saras Bita Islandess? Answer, Einam in Habayis. I would have thought that it's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. The first teretz had one shvach, but then it said, oh, but a kash on that teretz doesn't account for Tsaras Bito Islandess. Answer, you're right. The real reason why Tsaras Islandess and Tsaras Bito Islandess is muteres is because of this gevald gasvara of Eina Min Abayis, of Eina, what was the words? Eina Ba'olam Klal, I forgot what the words in the Yerushalmi was. Eina Ba'olam Klal, or whatever the words by the Islandess were. That the Islandess is not been mitzias of the Yibim at all. So, LMI, but that's not the way these Yerushalmi are apparently learning the Yerushalmi. Apparently, Yerushalmi is two stages that are retained, Lamaskana. Both are true within Rava. First accounts for Tsaras Islandess. Second accounts for Tsaras Islandess Shibito. Rav Baruch Ber points out that Tosas and Mesechus Yevamos are not like this. Tosas on Dav Ches, Amin Aleph, and Dibur Maskel Trey. Tosus asks, Kasha, my taima demand the palagad Rav Asi. Why? I mean, what's the reason for Rava? V'yesh lomar, the kevin da islandess lav bas yibam hi, b'shem makom, chashiva tzarasa ketzaris erva, shalob makom mitzvah, desharya. V'lodami islandess l'chai v'ese, etc. So, Tosus asks the Kasha, what's the tam for Rava? Answer, the second answer to Yishalmi. That since islandess is not shaykh to yibam at all, b'shem makom, chashiva tzarasa ketzaris erva, shalob makom mitzvah. Disharya. She's not shaykh to Yibam, and therefore her tzaras are always the tzaras erva shalob makom mitzvah, and therefore there's never going to be, there's always going to be tzaras islandess muteres. It's not that he talks about islandess debito over here, but that tam is the second tam of the Yerushalmi, which would account for bito also. So it's obvious that Tosas, and Rav Baruch Ber pointed this out, this is not my hara, it's obvious that Tosas are assuming, not like the Rambam, that there's one answer lamaskana. Maybe they read the Yerushalmi differently. Maybe there's something else going on here. We'll come back to Blue Nether. Maybe they read the Yerushalmi differently. There's a havamina and a maskana. The first answer to the Yerushalmi is one way. The second answer is, no, I have a better answer, a winning teretz. And Tosas holds by that Yerushalmi with a winning teretz. So, Bidas Rashi, which way does he hold? Does he hold like Tosas? Does he hold like Rambam in terms of reading the Gemara? So it's not 100% clear. The Achronim do talk about this. L'chora, I mean, this is what I thought originally, but it's because I was reading too fast. But the Dibra Maskel is on Hilchasa. And the Hilchasa is Tsaras Islandess, Muteres. I mean, it includes both, but it starts with Hilchasa Tsaras Islandess and Muteres. So the svar that Rashi writes of Shalob and Makom Mitzvah seems to be going back on Tsaras Islandess Muteres as well. Not only on Tsaras Bito Islandess, Tsaras Islandess who's Bito, but also on Tsaras Islandess regular. That's also Misham Shalob and Makom Mitzvah. Sounds like Tosfos that... the last answer in the Yerushalmi, the second answer in the Yerushalmi, is the winning answer that explains everything, whether it's Tsaras Islandess Greda or whether it's Tsaras Islandess who's Bito. But then if you read the words of Rashi, you'll find two hints that it's not that way. And Rashi himself, he says, Lo mitzra tsarasa mishum tsaras habas. And kevin da islandess hi de bilav erva nami lo chazya liibam. In both those cases, it's clear that Rashi is referring to the case of Tsaras Islandess who's Bito. And the case of Tsaras Islandess who's Bito is the one he's explaining is muteres still mishum shalob makom mitzvah. So within Rashi, it's not clear whether he thought there were, you know, two stages or one stage. As I saw this morning in the Imre Moshe, in that long shtickle about Reb Chaim, I was actually looking for something else, but in Zayin Gimel, in Sifkat and Gimel, so he says it's mashma in our sugya itself and in Rashi, like we just explained to Reb Baruch Ber. It isn't called Reb Baruch Ber, but it's mashma that way. read it for you. Mashmaktas besugi sham vechein mashmaktas besugi sham the ka'amar hilchas of the tsar's islandis mutares ve'afilu tsar's bito islandis. Listen to how it is phrased. Hilchas of the tsar's islandis mutares ve'afilu tsar's bito islandis. The mashma the gam eat tsar's bito islandis asura yesh lomer the tsar's islandis lechul mutares. Meaning, when you read the sugya, when you read the Gemara, it's a hilchasa, it's one hilchasa, but it's broken into two stages, right? It's broken into the stage of tsaris islandis muteris, va'afilu tsaris bito islandis, mashma, that each one really stands alone. Tsaris islandis l'chud would have been muteris, even if tsaris islandis who's bito would have been asura. Mashma, that there's two reasons over here for two different things. You could have separated the two, they're separable. You could splice one from the other. You could say tsaris bito, Tsar's islandess is muteres because Eish is achdam emela, and therefore in Achanami, Tsar's islandess who's bito would be asura. Or you could say Tsar's islandess is muteres because of Eish is achdam emela, but Tsar's islandess who's bito is muteres also because of Enam and Abayas, Shloba Makom Mitzvah. And he says, Vahainu mehai time with the Eif Shar de Eish is achdam and Ephila Zo. I had a typo here. I don't know how to read that. The Altsaras Bito Islandis Hu Dehutzach Rashi Atam B'Shem Bahag. So he says, that's the line that I wanted to show you, that he says that's also what the Pshat and Rashi is, that Rashi's only bringing this Tam of the Bahag, this Shalob Mako Mitzvah, he's only bringing that in terms of the Tsaras Islandis Hu's Bito, because Tsaras Islandis on its own has its own reason, the first answer of the Yushalmi. Fine. So as we said before, Baruch Be'er doesn't bring an Afgamina for this. He just says that it's clear that the Rishonim are learning that there's like two stages over here. Both Terutzim of the Yushalmi are maintained Lamaskana. They're reflected in the Rambam himself, that he has two separate halachos, Tsaras Islandis and Tsaras Islandis who's Bito. And maybe you see it in the Gemara we said from the Imri Moshe itself, that it's Tsaras Islandis ve'afilu, Tsaras Islandis that's Bito. Maybe that's the Pshat and Rashi as well. But there's no nafkamina l'chora la'alacha between those different, there's nafkamina between the taimim, obviously, but Lamaskana we all hold of the same metzias of Tsaras Islandis mutaris, Tsaras Islandis Bito is mutaris as well.
I'm just confused about the Diyuk and Rashi. Just mean because the second Svara is quoted on the Deborah Maskil dealing with the Tsara herself, the Tsara's island is non-Bito?
That's why I originally thought it was going back on everything.
Right, I would think that it's only the Svara that applies to everything.
To everything.
Yeah.
Right, but then within Rashi, whenever he says the Svara, in two cases there, in that Dibur Maskil, he says, even though she's Bito. So it makes it sound like he's saying the Svara specifically in the case of Bito. Even though the Dibur Maskil sounds like what I thought originally, that it's going on everything, the actual Svara, the way he spells it out, is that even though she's Bito, she's Shalob Maskil Mitzvah Klal. So clearly he's talking about the case of Bito. What about the case where she's not Bito? Do you still need the Svara or you don't need the Svara? That's the counter, Diak.
Everybody agrees that you don't need the Svara when there's no veto. It's just a matter of once we have veto and the Svara that comes out of that case, then since it can work for also, it's Bechlamas Ayamanis. So
that could be, but that is possible. I think that's possible to save the Hilchas Diak. But then it just would have been smoother if Rashi would have said any case of Tsaras Islandis is Shalob Mako Mitzvah. Because it's equally true. It's not only when she's a Bito that it's not Makom Mitzvah. It's even when she's Bito, but like he didn't make the Kal V'Chomer or whatever. He didn't do that for us. But in Achnami, meaning if you hold, let's say that it is the second Svar in the Yushalmi that answers everything, maybe Rashi would have said it only about Bito because that's the bigger Chiddush and he's applying it back on everything. Maybe. I think the Diak is that he didn't have to specifically focus on Bito then. It sounds like he's saying it within the story of Bito. He could have said it about everything once he's saying it about everything. Even though it is a Kal V'Chomer in Svara, that is correct. Because I don't have a nafkamina halacha l'maisa, sorry to keep you on the edge of your seat, but maybe two nafkaminas in terms of learning the sugya. First of all, it might come out that Lefi Rav Baruch Be'er, that this is what the Rishonim are arguing about in terms of, you know, how to set up the maskana over here. It could be that the machlokes is yisodistik, and that they're actually arguing whether there's such a thing as eishes achdam emela. Meaning, when Tosfos say that you only have the second answer in the Yerushalmi, they're saying that the Yerushalmi went through a shakel v'tarya. First, it suggested the answer of eishes achdam shalai ba'olamo is erva mashein kein eishes ach who's an islandess, which Rav Baruch Be'er explained to mean that it's a case of eishes achdam emela. Then the Yerushalmi comes back and says, no, according to Tosfos, no, that's not the right answer because it doesn't account for Tzaras Islandus Husbito. So the answer really is that she's not makom mitzvah, she's not, there's no fila, she's not menabayis, etc. So accordingly, that second answer is rejecting the first answer, and maybe according to Tosfos, the maskanas hadvarim is there's no such thing as eishes zaftam mela, meaning that's what they're arguing about gufa. There's no such thing as eishes zaftam mela, and we already heard from Morel, that's Tosfos. I think Morel, you mentioned this in Tosfos Rashi and Gimel.
No, but according to Rabbi's drasha,
Velacha,
meaning maybe
we'll get to Velacha in a second, hopefully. But I thought you mentioned these Tosfos Rashi and one of the
Gimel says there is an eishes zaft, but she's not going to pat itself.
Right, but that's not because of Reb Chaim's Yisod. He's against Reb Chaim's Yisod. So we have it in the Baal HaYitosas, not like Reb Chaim. Like it wouldn't be such a shter on, I mean, maybe in Emunah HaBitachon it would be a shter, but it wouldn't be a shter in terms of learning. So it's possible that that's a machlokes within the Rishonim here. The Yemer Moshe in that same shtickle, he says that that's maybe machlokes HaMarayim. Come back to this. Maybe that's machlokes HaMarayim even. So it's not such a problem. But L'chora, that's not, I thought that was my ha'ara, but I think it's not my ha'ara. I think Reb Baruch Be'er said this. So if you go to, in the Birkas Shmuel, if you go on Amud Dalid, at the very end of Oz Beis, first he suggests one thing, and then he says, Ve'efshir lomar, the gam islandis yesh la din erva, ella al yedei de gam ha'isr eshes ach be'atzmo eino roi lios niter, al karchach havya eina minabayis perish de have shelo b'makom mitzvah. So it sounds like Rav Baruch Be'er is saying that for Tosfos, Efshar Lomar, the second pshat in Tosfos, is that maybe Tosfos is saying exactly this, that Efshar Lomar, the gam islandis yesh la din erva, what's that coming lafuke? Meaning even an islandis does have a din erva, meaning the first answer in the Yerushalmi was eshazach dimimela, the hainu islandis, doesn't have a shame erva, and that's why she doesn't pop to her tzara. Says the second day in the Yerushalmi, no, Efshar Lomar, the gam islandis yesh la din erva. Eshazach dimimela is an eshazach, Ella, he did the gamma isra ishzach ba'atma in a royal lios niter al kain havya enim and abayis perish the havish lob makom mitzvah, and that accounts for everything. So in Tosfos, maybe they're arguing fundamentally whether there's actually a din of ishzach and mela that doesn't pop your tzaros. That's the first ha'ara in terms of machlokes Yishonim. So according to the Rambam, the Ramban, maybe Rashi, the Sugya, the way it's mashma, according to Emir Moshe, it sounds like you have both svaras l'maskana, and therefore there's room to say Reb Chaim's chiddush about eishes achtem emela within islandis. Masha Inkain, according to Tosfos, if you only have the second answer in the Yerushalmi, and you have to learn the sugya differently, obviously, then the whole answer l'maskana is just that this is shalob makom mitzvah, this is completely not menabayis, and therefore there's no room to talk about the eishes achtem emela, and maybe that's even the impetus to argue, is because you reject the concept of eishes achtem emela, because you're a kaifer. At the end of our sugya, the Gemara, again, remember, he said, doubles down and says, b'sof the sugya, ki asa rav and amrab yochlan, achas, mema'enes, achas, tsaras, islandis, all of them are mutaros. So, tsaras, islandis, he says, mutaros, mutaros. So, we mentioned before, that's like the shita of Rava, right? Meaning, Rav Asi said, tsaras, islandis, asura. Rava said, tsaras, islandis, mutaros. Rav Yochlan comes and says, yeah, tsaras, islandis is mutaros. So, is that the shita of Rava? So it might be, but there's one thing that's missing from Rabbi Yochanan. He says Tsaras Islandis Mutaris. He doesn't say Tsaras Islandis Shehibito. So if you say like the second answer in the Yerushalmi, it's not a kasha. Once Tsaras Islandis is Mutaris, Tsaras Islandis Shehibito is also Mutaris, because the Yerushalmi said the reason why Tsaras Islandis is Mutaris is because this is Shalom Makom Mitzvah. There's nothing to talk about over here. There's no Nefila. She's not Menabayis. There's no Makom Mitzvah to talk about. So Tsaras Islandis Mutaris is a code word for Afilu Hibito. Right? But if you say that there are really two answers in the Yerushalmi, so then if you have the first answer still, then you can dream up a case in which Tsaras Islandis would be Mutaris, but Tsaras Islandis that's Bito would be Asura. The Haraya, the Yerushalmi, which said Tsaras Islandis is Mutaris because of the Svara of Eishes Achtem Emela, and then pushes back and says, but then Tsaras Islandis that's Bito would be Asura. So the Yerushalmi answered that. But if you had that first Teretz in the Gemara, still a maskana, then you could imagine either that being retained or one man d'amar actually holding that maskana, which comes out that it's possible that there are three shitas in our Gemara. Rav Asi says Tsaras Islandis is Asura. Rava says Tsaras Islandis is Mutaris Afilu Hibito. And Rabbi Yochanan says Tsaras Islandis is Mutaris, but not if she's Bito. Because Rav Asi, we'll get to, Rava holds of the two answers of the Yerushalmi, both Afilu Hibito, both answers of the Yerushalmi. You'll need one, but he has both. But since he has both, it's a raya that you could have a shita like Rabbi Yochanan, which holds that you only have the first answer of the Yerushalmi, that Saras Islandis is Mutaris only because of Eishes Achmed Melo, only because she's not an Erva. But if she was Bito, now she's Takan Erva, that would be an issue, and therefore it would be Saras Islandis. That's Bito, would be Asura in that case. So this beer of Rav Baruch Ber in the Shakla of Tarya, that has no real, you know, nafkaminas lahalacha in terms of the Rishonim that we hold like, but it might have nafkaminas in terms of reading the Gemara, might have nafkaminas in terms of the lamdas of Eishes Achmed Mela, and it might have nafkaminas in terms of how many shitas there are, whether there's a first sheet in the Yerushalmi that's retained. Okay. Within Rav Asi held Tsaras Islandis Asura, so Yesh Lain, what does he argue with? What's the pshat that he argues with Rava? Rava has one or two compelling svaras for why Tsaras Islandis should be Mutaris. So what does Rav Asi disagree with? So Rashi gives us a hint. Rashi seems to say straight up that Rav Asi holds that the Tsaras Islandis is Asura because the Islandis is Asura. She becomes Eishazach. That Eishazach goes ahead and patters the Tsara. Kema de Petura, Kaima, Aleha, Be'eishazach, Vitsarasa, Tsaras, Erva. The mashmos in Rashi, without bending over backwards, is that he's against Reb Chaim, no? Meaning, it's a case where there's an Isser to be Miyabim, she therefore becomes, the result is that she becomes an Eishasach, which sounds like the Eishasach de Memela. And Rashi says, black on white over here, that Eishasach de Memela then Asers the Tzara. So again, it's not such a kasha. We have Rishonim with this Yud Reb Chaim, we have the Tosfos de Rash. And maybe it's true that Rav Asi is arguing on exactly that point. This is what the Emir Moshe suggests, I think. That Rav Asi is disagreeing with exactly this. Rav Asi is saying that there's no such thing as a chiddush of Eishes Achdam Mela being different. Rather, even an Eishes Achdam Mela paters tsaros. Rav says Eishes Achdam Mela doesn't pater tsaros. Rav Asi says Eishes Achdam Mela does pater tsaros. So, Reb Chaim took on Rav Asi. It's not so schwer. He had Rav on his side. Yeah, I mean, he had Rabbi Yochanan on his side the way we explained it also. So it's not bad. Rabbi Yochanan against Rav Asi, but he's taking sides in a machlokas amaraim. But efshar, that's not necessary. You don't have to make this machlokas, and maybe everyone agrees to the Yisod of Reb Chaim. And there are two possible ways to say this. The first is that it's possible, this is what I was saying to you before, Morel, that we're going to get to, is that it's possible that Rav Asi holds. Also, Eishes Achdam Mela is not an erva; it doesn't pater tsaros. But maybe Rav Asi holds, like the drasha of Rebbe, that the p'tur of tsaros is from v'lakcha. If the p'tur is from v'lakcha, then even though it's true that the islandess doesn't become erva mamish that paters tsaros, but since it's impossible to take her to be mekadesh her to have kedushin with her v'lakcha, therefore there is a p'tur tsaros. So in Achnami, you just get out of the issue. You wiggle out of the issue. The truth is, Rav Baruch Ber says this. He does it in a confusing way because he tags it on at the very, very end of Oz Dalet when he's already like past the main Shtickle Torah. But there he quotes the rest of the Yerushalmi. The rest of the Yerushalmi says, "Bedas Rav Asi," that maybe Rav Asi holds like Rav Meir, and Rav Meir has this cryptic line: "Dechol she'iat miyab meini." Anyone who can say about herself, "You can't be miyabim me iat miyabim tsarasi." You also can't be miyabim my tsara. Pretty cryptic line. But maybe, I think this is what Rav Baruch Ber suggests, is that Rav Meir is like the drasha of Rebbe, that and maybe what the Rambam holds with different words in the drasha, but the same point, that when you have an isser or an impossibility of doing yibam on one of the saros, that it ruins its kevin shabbat l'miktasim, bat l'kula. There's nothing else to talk about. Once you can't do it for everyone, you can't do it for one of them. So if you have the drasha of v'lakcha, or the svara of v'lakcha, you'll end up in the same place, even if she's not mamish an erva. I saw the Achronim quote that the Rivan says this pshat in the sugya. But I think Rav Baruch Ber is saying that within what we're talking about as well, within Rav Asi. That's one possibility. But Odi Shlomar, a little bit more. You have to follow this and see if it works. But Odi Shlomar as follows. Maybe again, Rav Asi doesn't have to disagree with Eishes Achdam Mela. He holds of Reb Chaim. And either, like we said before, he just holds of Velakcha. Or maybe he holds of Eishes Achdam Mela, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. But he says something different in terms of the Isser Islandis. As follows. The the emes is the whole makar of Asi is very confusing. What the nidon that Rav Asi is talking about over here is Tzaris Islandis. And as a makar for the Isser of Tzaris Islandis, he quotes what? The Pasuk Asher Teled, which is Prat La'ilanis, Shainu Ledes. So he's telling us that Tzaris Islandis is Asura, but he's giving us a makar from Islandis herself. Rashi gives us the beer we quoted before. Rashi's kind of accounting for that. Rashi says, since she's Asura, then Tzarasa Nami Asura, because it's Tzaris Ish Zach. But you don't need all of this. The Mishnah Ayin Test, you must have seen it in Second Seder or something, right? From Chaf Dalet. But the Mishnah Ayin Test says black on white that Tzaris is Petura and Islandis is Petura, Miyibim V'chalitza. Why is Islandis Petura, Miyibim V'chalitza? So the Mishnah there doesn't say. But if you look in the Rishonim, Maseches Nida, elsewhere, they say that she's not Bar HaKamas Shem. Rashi and Nida, Lav Bar HaKamas Shem He. Well, it's really Lav Bar HaKamas Shem Hu about the Tzaris, and then he says V'chein La'ilanis. So the reason is that she's not shaykh to Yibam. There's nothing to talk about in terms of Yibam. This we're going to leave at Tzarchin, but just Laman HaEmes. The Rambam also has this obviously Ptur of Islandis. He quotes for the Ptur of Islandis our pasuk of Asher Teled. That's all about the Ptur of Islandis itself. But why? So here, Rav Asi's trying to prove to us that Tzaris Islandis is Asura, and he gives us a pasuk to prove that Islandis is Asura, is Ptura from Yibam. But you don't need, if you have an Isser Islandis, you don't need a Mucker that Tzaris Islandis is Asser. If you have a Ptur Islandis, Mishnah and Ayin Tess, you don't need a separate Limud to tell you that even Tzaris Islandis is Asura. Like Rashi spelled out the Svara in Rav Asi, but then we don't need Rav Asi at all. Once you have the Mishnah and Ayin Tess, so you should have Rav Asi. Meaning, what's Rav Asi adding over here by, first of all, why is he quoting a Pasuk that has to do with Islandis, not Tzaris Islandis? And second of all, what's he adding? We already know from Ayin Tess that Islandis is Asura, so why do I need a pasuk to tell me she's Asura? And then from that, to come back door, to see that Tzaris Islandis is Asura as well. So Elamai, that's not what Rav Asi is trying to do. He's trying to tell us something very fundamental over here. Obviously, we already know from Ayin Tess, Islandis is Petura, from Yiv Mechalitza. Whether it's from Asher Teled, whether it's from Lav Bar HaKamas Shem, whatever the case might be, we know from Mishnah Mefureshes on Ayin Tess, that she is Petura. Rav Asi is coming and saying that I want you to know that she's not only Petura because she's not a Bar HaKamas Shem, because she's not Shayach Yibam, because it's impossible to do Yibam, but there's actually the Torah says there's no Heter Yibam by this lady. Mashlama Davar Doma. Eishas Achiv Shalai Ba'olamo. The Torah comes and says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav, Yachtav V'na Shalai Ba'olamo. What does that teach you, we said before? It teaches that Eishas Achiv Shalai Ba'olamo is an Erva Mamish. That she's an Erva Mamish. Meaning, what that drasha does is it says in other instances you would have thought it's like the Eishes Achtem Mela. She should have Yibam, but we say not to do it. But the Torah says, no, don't do Yibam in that case. There's no Heter Yibam in that case. Because the Pasuk says, Yachtav. The Pasuk says, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav. Says Rav Asi, Hu Adin, the same thing is true here by Islandis. Because the Pasuk says, Asher Teled. When the Pasuk, listen to this, when the Pasuk describes the mitzvah of Yibam, and therefore the Heter of Yibam, it's described as one of Asher Teled. If it's not Asher Teled, she's not b'mitzvahs, and therefore she's not b'heter Yibam. That's where Rav Asi is trying to be mechadish over here. That an Islandis is not only pater from Yibam Mechalitz, like we see on Ayin Tess, because what Shaykh is Yibam, she can't have children. No, the Pasuk is telling us she's not b'chlal the heter of Eish Zach, meaning she's not an Eish Zach b'meila. She blibes by the original Eish Zach b'meikara. Because the same way Kieshu Achim Yachtav defines what Achva is, defines what Eish Zach is, Le'inyin Yibam, so too, by Islandis, Asher Tele defines what Eish Zach is, Le'inyin Yibam. And L'chorah, that's Mavur in the Tos Yishanim on Gimel and Beis. Quote, V'chein Rav Asi, D'mimayit Islandis, Mivahaya B'chor Asher Teled, Imkein Chashiv Le Erva, Rav Asi, Imkein Chashiv Le Erva, that's what Rav Asi is arguing about. Rav Asi is arguing very fundamentally on Rava. He's saying, Rava, you think that there's a chiluk between Eish Zach Shalai Ba'olamo, that's an erva, but Islandis is just some stam, you know, p'turit study, or just some stam, you know, impossibility, technicality, whatever the case might be, Eish Zach Lamela, no. Imkein Chashiv Le Erva, she's an erva, u'p'tur min achalitza v'yim v'chein tarasa, that's Rav Asi's shita. And he's, the reason why he's quoting a pasuk, you'll look, I don't have time to get it now, but the Meiri on the Mishnah as well, But if you look, that's what Rav is trying to accomplish. Why did he go to a pasuk about Eilonis? Because he's trying to tell us something else. He's not trying, we already know that Eilonis is Ptura. He's trying to tell us there's an Isser of the Eishes Ach over here that Asers Tzaros. There's an Isser of Eishes Ach, not the Memela, but the Meikara. There's an Erva over here. So he's teaching us all in one fell swoop. He's saying, how do I know Tzaros Eilonis is Asura? Because it's not Stam Ptur, or, you know, wrong word. It's not Stam Hafka. It's not Stam Eina Nefila. It's not Stam whatever, Eina Ru'ulis Yabim, Eina Barakamas Shem. No, it's Asher Teled. It's a Drusha. There's a Drusha here that she's not Bechlal the Heter, and therefore she's in the original Isser of Eishazach. She's in the original Isser of Eishazach. Avada, the Tsaros are Asuros. Tsaros Eishazach is Asura. It's one of the Arayos. Now, obviously, the Yerushalmi is not like this. Obviously, the Yerushalmi is not like this. Rashi, maybe, I don't know. But the Yerushalmi is obviously not like this. So first of all, fine. It's not like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was explaining Rava anyways. What's so schwer about that? But Beis, in a little bit, of, in one way, it is the Yerushalmi. Because the how did the Yerushalmi start? Remember how the Yerushalmi started? The Yerushalmi started, again, we'll say it in Lashon Sursi, but we'll say it in English. So the Yerushalmi started by saying, really, really, you would think that Eilonis and the Eishes Achiv, Shelo Haya Balamo, are the same. Elamai, they're different. What was the Havamina? What do you mean they're the same? What Shaykh is one after the other? Eishes Achiv, Shelo Haya Balamo is one Ptur, Isser, Havka, and Eilonis is some other Ptur, Isser, Havka. What's the Tzad HaShava? Why are we saying they were in the same parsha, they were the same? No, the pshat is that the Havamin and the Yerushalmi is this, that they both of them are in the same camp, and that they're both Eishes Achiv. Elamai, the Torah says, don't be Miyabim such an Eishes Achiv. So they should both be in Erva. But says the Yerushalmi, no, Mitam Acher, Hotseis, the reason why the Eilonis was taken out was for a different reason entirely, not because of Erva. But the Havamin of the Yerushalmi was that it was because they're both in Erva, Mishum the Psukim, Asher Teled and Yachtav. That's the mashmos in that Tosas on Daf Ches. You'll look inside, but Tosas equates Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Balamo and Eilonis for this very reason, because they're the same limud. They're different limudim, but they're the same pshat. The pasuk is defining what's an Eishes Achiv L'inyan the Heter of Yibam. Rav Asi says, you see here that an Eilonis, just like an Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Balamo, is being redefined as not Eishes Achiv for the Heter, and therefore she's Yeh Eishes Achiv D'Ikara, not the Mimela, D'Ikara.
And the reason that Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Balamo is in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta and Eilonis is not, is just the technicality that Eilonis is Lo Yitachen B'Tzaras Tzara.
What the Gemara says, right?
Meaning because the brothers can't marry her, but Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Balamo, there might
it's not be because it's not because it's fundamentally like Mufka from the right. Other cases of the Mishnah. So if all that's true, then Rav Asi very very much agrees with Rav Chaim. He can at least agree with Rav Chaim. He better agree with Rav Chaim. There is a concept of Eishes Achiv Memela. Of course there's a concept of Eishes Achiv Memela. Elamai, this is not one of those cases. This is an Eishes Achiv Mikara. That's what he's trying to prove. That's what the Pasuk is coming and saying. We don't hold like Rav Asi. We hold like Rava. And yet we have this drasha of Asher Teled, no? Here it's Rav Asi, obviously. But on Chaf Dalad, we had this drasha of Asher Teled. Prat Lailanis. Don't we have it there? V'haya b'chor mikan shemitzva begadol liyabim Asher Teled Prat Lailanis. So, what do we do with the pasuk? If Rav Asi is teaching us that's what the pasuk means, so what are we doing with it? If we have a stam of the Gemara, a brisa that holds like that drasha, so you look at the Ramban al Torah and Parshas Kitzeitze, the Ramban says the whole pasuk is einenu kipshuto. Hakasev is really a derech avtacha, meaning it's not kipshuto that you rename the kid after the father, as we see historically, it's not true. And he says really it's a avtacha. And listen to these words: v'sam chubo rabo seinu. In the parentheses, I have Sifri and Yavamas Chav Dalad, Medrash, She Gidol Ha'achim Yabim, Visha Ha'ilanis Inamis Yabemis, Vichin Eishes Asuris, Sheshma Machui, Vize Kulo Esmachta, Kia Ha'ilanis, Vishes Asuris, Migufi Dekra Nafki. You'll look in the Ramban in Yavamas Nandalam Vez, Aval Ha'ilanis, Lake Abahut Sad Yibim. The Pshat, according to the Ramban, Al Torah, according to the Ramban and Chidushim, and accordingly, according to our, the way we hold, like Rava, the Pshat in Ha'ilanis is not that the drasha is mafkia her, is not that the drasha asers her. The pshat in Eilonis is that she's not roi, liyibam. It's migufi dekra, meaning yibam's not shaykh. Yibam's not shaykh. You can't have a kamas shame like Rashi in Nida told us from the beginning. The Rambam is still shver. I don't know what to do with the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the drasha of Asher Teled. Sounds like it's a drasha. Did anyone deal with this in Second Seder? The Rambam doesn't even sound like it's an asmachta. I don't know what to do with the Rambam. But the Ramban, the Rashi, all of these sources, the pshat in Islandis, is that there's no sheiches of Yibam. Ein bu tzad Yibam. She's pater mi gufe dekra. Not because the pasuk says asher teled, but because what Yibam? It's like saying, you know, two people fell before me. One is my sister-in-law, one is a wall. So what does it mean? You can't have Yibam with a wall. That's not true? No, okay, that's true. Still. So you can't have Yibam with a wall. So what does that mean? She's a wall. There's no sheiches. There's no Yibam over here. It's not a tour of asher teled. Rav Asikam says, no, it's a drasha. There's a drasha gemura. It's an iser. It's like Eishes Ach Shalai Ba'alamo. It retains the Eishes Ach Dimei Kara. But we hold like Rava. We say, no, she's Pater Migufi Dekra, Leka Bahut Sad Yibam. The drushas, those are Asmachtas Ba'alma. Asher Teli is just an Asmachta Ba'alma. It's a cute remez. But it's not the din. That's not the drush of the din. And therefore, it's not a kasha from the pasuk on our Mahalach. That Rava disagrees with Rav Asi on this. So again, Rav Asi and Rava might disagree fundamentally in terms of Eishes Ach Dememela, or they disagree technically in terms of what the drasha for tzaros are, vilakcha or not vilakcha. And lastly, we suggested more fundamentally is that Rava is saying Eishes Ach Dememela, and this is a case of Eishes Ach Dememela, but Rav Asi is saying, no, I hold of Eishes Ach Dememela, like Rav Chaim, Elamai, the case of Islandis, is not a case of Eishes Ach Dememela. There's a drasha here. That's why he quoted such a strange drasha of the pasuk of Islandis itself. Because there's mamish and iser over here of Islandis, and that iser is like Eish Zach Shalabel Lamo, that it holds down the iser Eish Zach, and she's mamish and iser Eish Zach, Dimei Kara, not Dimei Mela. Okay, we'll stop here.